Hello, Jim.
Hello, Jim. This is Susan from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and we would like to include your opinion. Do you have time to complete a survey?
Sure.
Okay. And am I speaking with James?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, James, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
30.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it stone, tile, cement, marble?
Brick or block.
Okay, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, apprentice, journey, foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft?
Mm-hmm. I haven't had any.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably the same number.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, there's not.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Probably more unemployment than now.
Okay. Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
That's a hard one. I mean, I would say about the same or worse.
Okay. Thank you. Just a moment. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, falling objects, fall risks, or no real safety concerns?
I don't really have any safety concerns.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, sir. It'd be answer yes or no on picketing.
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. You can rank from 1 to 5 with 1 being the source you are most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from, okay? Cable news.
Okay. What did you say? Cable news, 5.
Thank you. Local TV news programming.
1.
Radio.
2.
The internet or social media.
1.
Friends and neighbors.
2.
Thank you. Print or online newspapers?
2.
Thank you so much. Which cable network is your preferred news source? MSNBC, CNN, Fox News?
I would probably say I watch them all, so that's a hard one. The Fox News and CNN.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters to you right now? Region policy, the environment, health care, education, immigration, something else? Oh, support for labor union?
Probably support for labor union.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
And is that like you heard some about it, a lot about it, or little about it?
A lot.
Okay. We're almost done, I promise. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wedge protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
That is, I would probably say the Democratic probably support it, but I don't trust either one of them.
Okay. You can say both or neither.
Do both.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM and Ford over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
Okay, would that be much more or some more? Somewhat more, I'm sorry.
Somewhat more.
Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. I'm going to read a few list here. You can approve strongly, approve somewhat, or disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly. Now, Joe Biden has done with his job as president overall. Would that be disapprove somewhat, disapprove strongly,
disapprove
approve
strongly.
Okay.
Disapprove strongly.
disapprove strongly. The economy?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. Healthcare?
Disapprove somewhat.
Okay. Support for labor unions?
Approve somewhat.
Thank you. Immigration?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. And what about foreign affairs?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you so much. And did you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think that you will not vote?
100% I will vote.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Four, just fair, good, or excellent?
Four.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Four, just fair, good, or excellent?
Four.
Thank you. In your own words, how would the union best improve its representation and service?
Push for trades in high school levels.
In high school levels? Okay.
Yep.
In your own words, what do you think that the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on? In your own words.
They should be working on educating their current members and educating their current members on training and better crafting their skill.
All right. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, union meetings, job site, text messages, mail?
The email.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four more times a year? A couple of times? Once? Never?
Once.
Once? Okay. Let's see. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
I can't answer that, really.
Okay. Neither independent?
Neither independent.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, let's see here. Strictly for verification purposes, I'm sorry, by my supervisor. Can I just have your first name?
First name is James.
Thank you so much, James. This includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and being patient with me. Have a great, great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks.